May 23rd, 2019.
Call to order. Please stand for the flag salute. Chief Cahill, will you lead us, please?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Here.
Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. So, for anybody who's not normally here, just to let you know, what we normally do is go to our workshop, and then after that, immediately we go into our regular session where we go on site. Tonight we have some presentations, and I'm going to just ask, is anybody here from the St. Leonard's Track Association? We have an award for them for the beautiful signs they put up. Thanks to our Public Works Department and Commissioner Langrath, who worked very closely with the St. Leonard's Track Association.
It's a great project.
So thank you.
Good work.
Ed, thank you. Ben?
Yeah.
Please?
I got a call from Margie Festival for that. He's calling it something else. Well, the signs look great.
They're beautiful. So, they are. They're really great.
You're doing the rest of the town. I'm like,
no. The next, we have anyone here from the Veteran Business Association? Do we have an award for them? No? Okay. And then we have two awards, one for K-9 Lieutenant Dave Geckel and his partner Axel, and Officer Mark Franco and K-9 partner Joker. They're not here. Okay. So we don't have any long presentation on them, but they are on our agenda tonight. We do not have any department head meetings. However, we do have Chief Cahill here to represent the fire department, and we have our superintendent of public works and our engineer Ed Stinson. He's here because there's items on the agenda that you'll discuss for us. And we have, of course, Al Stanley, our new CFO.
How long are you going to call him?
He's new. He's still new. Right now, you're still new.
Yeah, that's the year, right?
That's right, you're new. We will have approval of our minutes from April 11th regular meeting, April 11th executive meeting, April 25th our regular meeting. Commissioner Creeble, you'll abstain from them because you weren't here. We have no introductions of ordinances. We do have a public hearing and an ordinance adoption on 2019-013, and that is amending section 115, and that's relating to the pier for the open pier night, the fee. And we're doing an ordinance, so we don't have to do a resolution every year. We discussed this at the last meeting, so tonight is public hearing and adoption. And then we have several resolutions that we will be voting on by consent. The first one is resolution 2019-176, and that's a resolution of City of Ventnor, County of Land, State of New Jersey, authorizing an emergency repair for Little Rock Avenue, not to exceed 8102.54. Ed, real quick.
Thank you, Mayor. That was an emergency sewer repair. We had a sinkhole. We thought it may have been on top of a sanitary sewer main. Turns out it was not our sewer main, but it was an old sanitary sewer system from way back in the day that was left in the ground. We opened up and confirmed that the current sewer main is intact, and we backfilled the sinkhole and paved the street.
It's the second time that baffle system has been found in a pain in this city's backside. We had to do a water line, Carter days. Mm-hmm. We're banging down the street, put the water line in, and hit this thing. It's an old septic system, basically, from the 1920s.
Wow.
And it's the full width of the right of way. You can't go over there and get an easement from the name, from the residents.
It's like the old game operation.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So it's a baffle. The water would go through it and the solids would settle out.
Back and forth.
Yeah. Like a maze. So you have to be mazed on it. And then dumped it through that.
And then abandoned.
Abandoned for 80 years.
Oh my God.
Something like that. It would be too expensive to remove completely. So.
Next, we have Resolution 2019-177, a resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, awarding a bid for the sanitary sewer, water, and drainage improvements to Kingsley Drive, Wellington Avenue, Lafayette Avenue, in the amount of $454,436. Ed, I know we talked about this a million times, so you could just go and sniff it.
I'll be quick. Thank you, Mayor. We have five bidders for this project. There's a good bid. Low bidder was to Lafayette Utility. Construction that includes the replacement of the sanitary sewer main on Kingsley Drive, the water services on Kingsley Drive, and then the drainage system that runs behind Kingsley Drive in the right-of-way of Wellington all the way up to the intersection of Lafayette and Wellington and continues down Wellington towards Swarthmore, where near where the parking lot is pretty old right now. So it's a project that will grow in scope as we kind of started looking into doing work, but it should take care of the drainage on Kingsley, the drainage at the intersection of Lafayette and Wellington, as well as the sanitary sewer main on Kingsley Drive.
Did I hear you correctly? Is the name of the company that won the bidding on Lafayette Avenue called Lafayette?
They
formed just for this project.
Good check. Happens to be the name of the street in Bridgeton where one of the owners lives.
It's fine.
So they have the same name, Lafayette.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Work on street name Lafayette.
Okay. Probably not for the first time either. They've been worked for the city for a long time.
Good.
Okay, next we have Resolution 2019-178, a resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, authorizing an emergency repair for drinking water station well 8R, not to exceed $7,348. Ed?
This is our well in the Heights near the Rowing Club, and we had some electrical issues there. We lost our communication from the well to our plant and some instrumentation. So this is the cost to make those repairs and bring that well back into the system.
Yeah.
Well,
we lost our generator also.
You got it as well.
Thank you. Next, we will have Resolution 2019-179, a resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, authorizing the seasonal/part-time tennis court attendant to Teresa Boncari. Any comments on that?
Nope.
Okay. Next is Resolution 2019-180, a resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, authorizing the purchasing agent to publicly bid custodial services for the City of Ventnor for a period of July 1st, 2019. Through June 30th, 2021, bid number 2019-1. This is just a routine going out for bid for the custodial service of City Hall. Resolution 181 has been pulled. The next would be 2019-182, a resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, authorizing seasonal part-time employment for beach bed supervisor to Diana Lou. Next, 2019-183, resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, authorizing seasonal part-time employment for a lead beach badge checker to Zoe and Rebetti.
Amita.
Next.
That's a double consonant.
I know. That's
good.
Next is 2019-184, resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Atlantic State, New Jersey, authorizing discharge of a satisfied mortgage for property known as 6 North Washington Avenue, Block 135, Block 30. Any questions? Okay.
What is that?
Discharge of mortgage.
Okay, gotcha.
It was from 2002, it was only 7 years, so it had to be discharged. And now it's changing title, and never was passed as a resolution.
Okay.
Started the count, so we're doing it now.
Crosses all the I's and dots all.
Exactly.
It was only $7,000.
$7,000 total for the whole mortgage, and it was only supposed to be 7 years.
In 2002.
In 2002, yes.
Right. Thank you. Next is 2019-185, resolution of the City of Ventnor County, Volusia State, New Jersey, authorizing a contract for the installation of a wood fiber playground mulch and 6 feet landscape tie border at Titus Playground, Fireman's Park Playground, and the Library Playground in the amount of $68,106. And that's self-explanatory, right? Okay, we're good. Then we will have...
One question about that, so we're going to award that. When do we think the mulch will be installed?
After the playground equipment is installed.
We're looking sometime...
Mid-June.
Okay.
So this is actually the bed for each of those playgrounds, the surrounding area, not there.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's the play surface.
Right.
Then we will have approval of our bills and payroll. And what we'll do now is go into our discussion item, and it is something that you're going to discuss that. 2020 municipal aid. Am I correct?
Yes, Mayor. DOT notified us that they're taking applications for 2020 state aid applications or state aid grants. One of those state aid programs is a municipal aid grant, which we use typically to pay for reconstruct our streets. In the recent past, we reconstructed Burke Avenue. We received a grant to do Newport Avenue from Monmouth to Bay. And just this year, we were awarded a grant to do Dorset Avenue from Wellington to Burke Avenue. So for next year, my recommendation is that we consider paving Wellington Avenue from Lafayette Avenue to Swarthmore. We just awarded a contract to do drainage work back there, so the street will be torn up. It'll have trenches all over the place with new inlets. It will need to be reconstructed, and this is an opportunity, hopefully, to do it with a grant from the city.
We can only do one?
You typically can do a project that will be about $250,000 to $300,000. The scope of work from Lafayette would include about 100 to 200 feet of Lafayette, around the corner of all of Wellington, and about 200 feet of Swarthmore.
Okay.
Will probably exhaust that 200.
It's a good... So the municipal aid, their idea is to do streets that are connected to other municipalities, but through streets through your community. You just don't want to do a little side street somewhere.
Right,
so
right.
This is a very well-used access for our residents, from down these residents, to get through our community.
Right.
Not just to come from school, but that's a
heavily used.
And it'll tie into what we just did on Burke, some improvements on Swarthmore. This will finish that whole area and really provide good access to that. And I actually think that the curve, the flooding that gets there, is a hazard.
Right.
From Lafayette to Wellington. Some of that, so we should do that.
I trust your expertise, and Mr. Lane, I stay in my own lane on things like that, so I'm comfortable with it.
When you cut off right after you, I trust Mr. Landgraf, I don't.
No, I said I trust.
I know, but it came out.
Commissioner
Landgraf,
and no.
Did you hear it that way, Tim?
I trust you, Ed, and Commissioner Landgraf. I don't get involved. I stay in my own lane. So with your you both have the expertise.
The mayor's backpedaling right now.
You know what?
Thank you. So we will put together a resolution probably for the next commission meeting authorizing the application.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks, Ed. And Ed did come to me with a couple different streets suggestions. This is the one he recommended, so I think we go with that one.
Like I said, I trust Ed, and I don't get into that lane. Okay, there we go. Now we're going to open it up to our public portion, and that is for any of the items that we have discussed thus far. So do I have a motion to open public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so open to the public, and if you would like to speak on anything that we discussed thus far, come up to the microphone, state your name and address, and anyone? I see none.
Motion closed.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting?
Motion to close workshop.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
And that motion is also to open to regular. Do I have to do that?
Motion to open a regular meeting?
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Thanks.
All in favor?
Thanks.
Aye. Thank you.
Before Ed leaves, please let the guys know, much appreciated the work they're doing for getting ready for this weekend. They're doing a great job. The city's starting to really turn the corner and get ready for the summer. The walkovers are complete. I had pictures, but can't get them up there.
Send them to me.
Thanks.
And we have Kenny Whalen and Ron.
Yes, Kenny Whalen and Ron is on Sunday morning.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. The beach opening is on Saturday.
Memorial Day.
What time? The beach opening is 9:45, Suffolk Avenue.
We'll do that.
At the Water's Edge, Monday. We started that after we got in the office, just to have something officially, even though the beaches are always open, technically, the opening of the protected beaches. Exactly. We don't have a key, we have a ribbon. We have a big ribbon with scissors bigger than this. Last year I did a cartwheel when it was, when I cut the, after we cut the ribbon, I'm not doing a cartwheel this year. I hope it don't allow.
No. Pretty sure not.
I don't know. Okay. So, the first item to vote on is the approval of our minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for April 11th regular and April 11th executive?
Motion to approve minutes.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes. 1 second. Is he here for that?
No, yes, the next one.
The next one.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, I have approval of minutes for April 25th, 2019 meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Abstain.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. We have no ordinances to introduce tonight. So the next item is our public hearing on 2019-013, and that is our fish and pier regulations. So do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2019-013.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now open to the public. Anyone like to speak on this ordinance?
Motion closed.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next is the ordinance and adoption of 2019-013. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-013.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, do I have a motion to open to the public? This is for the public to vote to speak on any of the resolutions we will be voting on by consent. Do I have a motion to open public comment?
Motion to open public.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak on any resolutions we will be voting on next by consent? I see none. Do I have a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is resolutions 2019-176 to 2019-185, omitting 181 by consent. Do I have a motion to adopt these resolutions?
Motion to adopt resolutions 2019-176 to 185, excluding 181.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have approval of our bills and payroll. Alan, please state those amounts.
Okay, for payroll, it was $515,807.46. And for the bill list, it's $5,409,129.13.
Do I have approval? Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll as stated by our CFO?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. We do not have any safety report tonight. Any announcements?
Yes.
Okay.
First, and Ed left, one of the reasons I was thanking him was the five of the beach walkovers, the wooden walkovers from the Atlantic City side of the pier, have been reconstructed. Sent me some pictures, we'll get them up on the website soon. They redecked them, put new railings on, and spindles, put almost, not all the spindles, where they were broken, replaced them.
Is that Walter Henry in there?
No, that was Walter's Marine.
Walter's Marine, right.
Walter's.
What blocks are they with? Do you know what they
are?
I'm sorry.
Have it in mind.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Headquarters?
I got them right here.
Okay.
Oop.
I got
it. There you go. They're just in here. Pictures are right here.
That's our square, freedom?
Yes, please.
That's our square, Boston Avenue, Wayman Avenue, Victoria Avenue, and Suffolk Avenue.
Then our public works guys are going to do two or three other ones over the next couple of days.
Yeah, Portland Avenue, and then Walters Marine completed the boardwalk repair at South Oak.
Yep.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
So we did a kind of a joint project of Walters Marine doing some to get it done quickly, right. And then we finished up the rest with that we could handle it. Weren't it such a heavy lift?
Right.
Update on the streetscape project. We did have some delays there, about 10 days we lost. There were some design, existing conditions that created a design issue for us with handicap ramps. So we had to rework some of those numbers. We had hoped they would finish the hardscape, meaning the curb, gutter, and pavers on all six blocks. I'll say it's three blocks, but both sides. That will not happen. What we anticipate is by June 15th, all the hardscape will be done from on the Bayside, those three blocks, from Little Rock to Raymond. What they did today, out in front of what will be a new restaurant, Aroma, opened up yesterday at the old Sage location. They put temporary concrete down. It's a monolithic pour that should hit some sidewalk and curb. So that will be there for the rest of the summer until the fall when the contractor comes back and finishes the project. We had hoped they would be able to finish that, but with the delay, they were not able to do it. But if you've been out there, the aggregate is in, the exposed aggregate sidewalk is complete on the first block of Little Rock. The pavers are in there as well, and the granite dividing bands are in there as well. It looks really good. You'll note that the handicap ramps have a blue tint to them. That'll match the painting that we're going to do on the street right around those areas. It's going well. It's slower than we anticipated. They ran into some issues that were just no one knew about because we weren't here 80 years ago.
Right.
There's an entire street underneath Atlantic Avenue made out of concrete with the old trolleys around it. So we had to cut that. And that was an extra time. They ran into an entire street of gutter on both sides that they have to remove as well. Mm-hmm. So these are extras that we're going to be hit with, but look, we're going to get a great project when it's done.
Right.
We did talk to a lot of the business owners there and talk to them about extending the June 15th deadline a little bit further, try and get more done, and they really asked us not to do that. They'd rather get it buttoned up so they can have their summer, have their clientele get there. There's a couple restaurants there. There's other stores and things there, so we want to make sure people can get through that area through the meat of the summer. We want to be ready for July 4th. So they're going to shut down July 15th, that's a Friday. So it's moving forward. If you get a chance to go down there and take a walk, it's pretty neat.
I haven't stopped by. Will they have the new lighting and street furniture on for that? Or
no.
Is it just going to be the...
Yeah. All of the conduit and all that stuff is in. Right. The stand and posts are ready for that.
Yeah,
but I'd rather put all that in at once. So
okay.
They got to really finish up the hardscape. So it'll be fall and we'll have get all that finished.
Okay.
Seashore Playground. So yesterday they poured the new flooring for that.
Yeah.
Bright blue, it looks pretty cool. That is a fully handicapped accessible playground. So it's got a rubberized floor there. Wheelchairs, anyone with accessibility issues can get into that park. It's not open yet. We will be opening it, I believe,
Saturday
morning. We're gonna give it one more day to cure. It is a porous system, so it allows water to go through it. And that's why it had failed. The first time it was put in, it did not provide drainage underneath it. So when we redid it, had designed a system or had a consultant design a system that takes that water out and gets it off the site. So
it looks really good over there. I talked to the contractors and engineer, and the former layer was less than like a quarter inch thick,
right.
And this is over an inch thick. So that's going to be what's
going on. Right, and we all, I believe, I haven't been back there since they started the pour, in the areas of high wear,
right.
They put in sections that can be removed.
Yeah.
So when they went out, they pulled that out, pop them in.
Like around the equipment.
Yes, slings, the slide, and things like that. I think that's it. I mean, other than you can do the
Okay, Whale and Run, that's Monday morning, right?
Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday morning. At 9 o'clock?
Right, at 9 o'clock. They had a great turnout. They're expecting as much as last year, which was about the most, the biggest turnout. So the Whale and Run's always a great event. They have a couple of firemen usually do the walk in full gear.
I've seen that.
And
good event.
Six or eight scholarships are all fully funds for kids from the area. So it's a great day for event rounds for the
I would be remiss if I didn't mention Chef's Night Out.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great event. Sold out again this year. The weather really cooperated. It was a beautiful night. Shelly and her team did a great job. All the volunteers, all the restaurants that participated. Every one of them had music this year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or at least every corner to have something like that. So it was a good night. Have we met since this block party?
No, that was another great day.
Weather was perfect.
Yeah,
another good day. And these are groups that came together that really start putting on great events. Yeah. And speaking of great events, you want to talk a little bit about what we just got confirmed today?
Atlantic
City Seafood Fest. It is now going to be called the Downbeat Seafood Fest. Okay. September 7th.
Which is your birthday.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at Ski Beach.
Ski Beach.
And they're changing the theme.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty make it look intimate. Yep.
It's more going local. To be more of an intimate, finer dining type of seafood fest. And it's local businesses.
Yep.
It's not going to be the carnival truck seafood fest that people are used to that was in Atlantic City.
Right.
So,
really?
Yeah.
I think I don't know if you guys have talked to John Henderson, who was a good time tricycle. He runs great events. We went last year in the pouring rain. My boy was sitting out there, it was very wet. He stayed in a beer tent most of the night. But it'll be fun. He's already talked to OEM. He's on board with Donna and Chief.
Right.
And I'll say this, Donna is the one who reached out.
Right.
And reached out to him. She knows him from her days in Atlantic City. He was having issues with Atlantic City. They would not hold a date for him. She reached out to him, and this was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Put this together in 2 weeks. And this is going to be, so in Atlantic City, he's brought over 20,000 people to this thing. This will be smaller. We've got to make sure we can fit the people out there, but it's going to be smaller, more intimate, and he's going to cap the tickets.
Right.
He hasn't set a number yet, but
maybe
We'll get maybe doing something with the plaza.
He's already talking. Oh boy, he's got Jimmy Shuttle.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yep. So it sounds like he's solidified
the plans. I know they were talking about it. It sounds like it's real.
Yeah, he's out there today. Media released today. John is a big media guy, social media, so he did a little walking video of himself walking around Ski Beach today and talking about the media. So it's really exciting. That's us talking to our staff saying, look, we're open to these things.
Right.
Let's put it out there. And Donna took some great initiative there. And also
activating that park. I know you have some plans to bring it, but it's just such an underutilized piece of public space that I think.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was my top word. Yeah. Immediately.
You would have thought he might have read it.
He didn't read it.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
I think it's my exact word. Underutilized. Yeah.
It is. Sunset is where people in Manhattan can be able to watch that sunset.
The other thing I just announced is on Veterans Day, on Monday, we have three public events.
Mm-hmm.
The Vetter Fishing Pier at 9:15, right here at City Hall on Cambridge Avenue at 9:45, am I right? And then VFW is at 11 o'clock.
Yep.
Right?
And also on Friday, the farmer's market.
Andy's here, so Andy will probably get up and open up to the public. The farmer's market starts tomorrow. We're excited.
Yeah, I do have one comment about that. So the VBA sent out a push notification, I believe it was yesterday, to anyone that has the app, they automatically market is happening and kicking off. And then they're also going to put a geofence, they call it, around the area so that anyone with the app will get a ping when they're in the area kind of driving. So we're really trying to activate the app a little bit more. They're really starting to fine tune it.
I'd love.
We'll do a media push on it too on social media to get people to download it again. But it's such a great little piece of that. It sells itself. But it'd be nice to get more. Obviously, to get more traffic your way. But thank you for putting that on again. We're excited to have it again.
I like the big posters announcing it's coming right around the corner. I just love that. I thought that was just so. Cool. I like little things like that.
It's becoming an institution, really. Thank you.
Well, we know you and Penny and Jack and Rick, you guys put a lot of time and energy. And we appreciate it. I know the residents love it. Mm-hmm. And I know people come from other municipalities. Mm-hmm. It's a little dangerous there for me. I spent a lot of money. You can drop $100 in five minutes.
Yeah, I've already got a list.
Especially early in the morning, because you're hungry. It's like going to the grocery store in the morning.
Scallops going to be back.
You can drop $100 real quick.
Nice.
I guess that's the method. That's great. But, I think we covered all the announcements for the weekend. We have our beach opening, as I said, Saturday, 9:45. Headquarters Beach, Suffolk Avenue at the Water's Edge.
And beach pad sales, City Hall will be open from 9 to 1 on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
And we will also have our beach badge checkers on the beach, not to enforce, but to be there this weekend, also as a service to the residents and visitors if they want to purchase the beach badges right there on the beach at the preseason rate, because the rate goes up June 1st. So if people haven't gotten it and they head to the beach this weekend, or if they think they have to come to the beach and they want to get to City Hall between 9 and 1, they don't have to. We will have beach baggers sweeping the beach, going from one end to the other to sell badges, not to enforce.
They'll be out.
Okay? Everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we're done with that. So now we will open into the public, and this is the time you can get up and you can speak about anything. So do I have a motion to open public comment?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Andy, you want to start us off?
No. Okay. Andy Starr, 500 North Cambridge. Obviously, Tim and eats our cash or something.
We'll do it again.
For those of you who are, I don't know who knew and who did not know, but midday today I put something up on social media with the approval of the city to sort of promote coming to the meeting. If you came to the meeting, you got a free farmer's market bag.
Well, we're here.
I understand.
I understand.
But I guess we didn't get a flow. I brought 50.
Okay.
So Pete's our cash, but we'll keep it going on.
Okay.
Anyway.
My solicitor might have a problem with the cash.
Yeah. Okay. So Pete's in it. Anything to try to get some more people attending, from my perspective.
I like that bag.
Thank you. So this is a new bag that we have this year. It's a different material.
It's more like a tote.
It's a different material. And, this is our lead sponsor this year.
All right.
Imagine that. I love it.
Which is great because, they're new and somebody gave me the contact information and they said, sure. And so that's really great that they're our lead sponsor.
Can I feel it?
That's good community effort. They don't see
it
as a competition.
Yes, about it.
It's not.
You
can keep it.
I like it. I like that. It's bigger than the one from last year, Andy. That means you can spend $200 in 5 minutes. Right?
Wait, I just want to put that on.
I said it's bigger than last year. So we
it's similar dimensions.
But it's an illusion then.
Maybe.
To me it means you can spend $200 in 5 minutes.
Thank you. The vendors, thank you in advance. So everybody, before you leave, please get a bag. I have a whole box of them, so please get a bag. At least I have some extras for you. Your staff has been amazing. Alan and Sue. But I just wanted to, it's been three or so years ago since we started this, and my memory serves me correctly. It was mostly, we dealt with Tim and we dealt with Patty. And you are the two contacts. Penny and I didn't know really anybody else in the city very well. And you guys started making it happen for us and were supportive of us. But it's really sort of exploded over the last few years, forgetting the farmers market, just in terms of the departments that we touch and the support that we got. Everybody there has been supportive of your departments. Ed Stinson, even Keith Cahill this week helped us to get a banner over in Wellington by where the new firehouse is going in. And so the Public Works coordinated with him to get approval from the contractor to allow us to put a banner up there, because we couldn't anymore because the building was gone and the fences were up. So little things like that. John Sullivan, you know, under Ed's leadership, has just been unbelievable. We have 7 banners up all over. I went to his house yesterday afternoon after he was done work to deliver a banner so he could get it up in time for the market. Just so many different departments have positively impacted us and allow us, make it a little bit easier for us to work on the farmers market. So I just wanted to say on behalf of Maria and Penny, I just thank you all to the city and to all of you. Just great support. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
What you guys are doing.
Oh, yeah, the water. Getting the water.
You have to come up to the microphone. You have to state your
name.
Yes, yes. Come on up. You have to state your name and your address, and then you can.
My name is Rachel Schumer, and I live in Benton, 122 North Cambridge Avenue, Benton. I have a question about the garbage cans. I appreciate you give it to us, but they're too heavy and too big. I'm 79 years old. And I just went through a very bad operation, and I still have a hernia and have to go to another operation and heart problem. My husband's 84 years old, he has a heart problem. Those cans are very heavy. We cannot use them. We really can. Very, very heavy. I would appreciate if you can send us the regular price sizes or not, just take them away. I will buy my own. I never put garbage bags on the floor. You will never see dust near my house. You can ask Pam, who works here. She's my neighbor. And she can tell you how I take care of my house, near my house. Even I'm not in good shape, I'm still taking care of me. But those garbage cans, I cannot use them. I don't have so much garbage, first of all. And the second, the material is so heavy. I don't know who ordered them. Before last you ordered them, you should send us papers with the pictures and ask us, can we use them? Old people cannot use those garbage cans. Maybe young people, for now they can. But when you get old, you cannot use those garbage cans. If you would send me a paper, I would like to say right away, no, I cannot use them.
So that's
and I appreciate it. I know you paid mine what you said.
What, and I think, Commissioner Kriebels, we've talked to some residents.
I was here before, and I talked to your secretary, and I talked to the commissioner. I got a paper from the commissioner who told me to come here and talk about the garbage cans.
Yeah,
I appreciate if you can help us, if you can help me.
If you'll let me answer, I think we can help you.
Huh?
If you'll let me answer, I think I can help.
Sorry.
Thank you.
That's okay.
So we've talked about it. We've had several residents, elderly residents, that have issues with the size. So we can't do it right away because we just had this big push to get these cans out. And there's various reasons we did it. The environment is one. Reduced tipping fees is the other, because more people will recycle with these cans, we hope. That's been the case in other municipalities that have done this. Brigantine for one, Ed Stinson is a big supporter of it over there. So we've talked about a reduced size, but it's not going to be right away. So we asked you to bear with us for a little while, right? We're going to try and do that.
It's not because I want to complain.
No, it's really heavy.
I just went a very bad operation. I just don't want to tell, you know.
This is not complaining. This is voicing your concern.
This
is great.
This is fine.
Absolutely.
We're working on it.
I know Mrs. Kelly, who was here, she knows me well. She knows how I take care of everything. But this is I talked to people from the recycle who pick up the recycles. They told me I can put it in my small recycle that will pick up for now.
Does it have a lid?
And I was promised in a couple of weeks you will resolve this problem. Whatever you resolve, you give me a smaller spine. If not, I have four of them because I have a duplex. I don't even have a space where to put those four. People are supposed to come check the electric. They cannot go through. Because and it's far away, all around, to take those garbage cans really heavy. Trust me, very heavy. Someone who did this didn't think about this, didn't think about those people.
Well, we did, and they're on wheels, so they make it easier to move. But we understand your position, and we're going to look.
I'm sure you understand. I'm sure you understand what I mean.
We do.
Okay, I appreciate that. I will wait for a couple of weeks. I will put the old cans because those people very nice with the trash cans. They told me to put the small one. They will pick up the small one because I can't carry those. I really can't.
Do your small ones have a lid on them?
I have the regular trash can, a regular, and the recycle. But we have the small blue recycle. Always lids there. I don't like. I understand when people makes me mad. When people put the trash just with the bags. The seagull comes and the rich wall and it smells. I don't like this either. I really don't like it because my neighbor puts two doors for me. They do it so many times like this. Makes me mad because I have a tree and I take care of the tree. I sleep every morning. You can see sleep in me. And I have roses. I have beautiful flowers. You can come 122 and see how I take care of my house.
We believe you.
And we appreciate you.
Thank you. In fact, thank you for coming tonight.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
To talk to us. Thank you very much.
Linda Kaplan, 12 North Pacifica. June 1st is when
the
speed limit goes into effect.
Yes.
Will there be new signs up?
Yes.
Okay, because there's still a 35. Per mile hour sign up. I saw one today.
Because the rules haven't changed yet.
June 1st. Right. Okay. Yeah, I just wondered if there would be. When is the kiosk going to be installed on Newport Avenue?
When do we do that?
The beach.
Memorial Day, June 1st.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of nice things going on in Bangor, I have to say.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask about the trash cans since they're the talk of the town. I was trying to figure out who paid for these trash cans. At first I thought it was the county, and then of course there's the grant. But then I got this email, this very long, involved email saying that the grant only covers a very small portion of the trash cans, and that a large amount of money has been introduced into the budget for the next 6 or 7 years, quite a bit of money.
Well, Ray, I'll explain the detail, but there, I don't know who told you there was a grant. There is no grant.
$6,000. Pardon?
We received a grant for $7 a quart.
Right.
The balance is in our contract with the Atlanta County Utilities Authority over the next 7.5 years. So the ACUA is financing them.
Will the city be putting out any money?
Through its annual contract.
I don't know what that means.
We purchased the cans through a contract with ACUA.
Over 7 years. So we distributed the money, the payments over a long period of time.
ACUA has a contract with the city to pick up trash and recycling, and in that contract, in that cost, is the cost of the cart spread out over 7.5 years.
So that's all part of our budget.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's also, we found when we were doing this.
Yes. How, good point, that, because I forgot about that. The city kind of discovered that it was collecting trash from commercial businesses. So instead of customers of the business, in essence, having to pay for that, taxpayers were paying for the trash collection of businesses. Not all businesses, so some restaurants, for example, were getting trash collection funded by the city, and some weren't. and this has been going on for a very long time. So we have stopped that collection, and that savings is going towards the cost of the cart, essentially, and paying for a good chunk of it.
Well, this email said that the amount over 7 years was $67,000 per year.
That's about, probably about right.
A lot.
But that doesn't net out the savings.
The savings that we found
with the commercial.
The way a commercial was being handled, as well as the law, and as well as these carts would promote a tipping fee. In other words, it saves us money on the contract on the collection of garbage. I think that was around $40,000, and then we combined those two things. So
we were paying to pick up trash from businesses, and we were paying their tip fee. So there were savings there. There's also the grant, as Beth mentioned, and then it's been proven that we recycle more with these recycle carts. So if you recycle more, you're putting less in your trash. And if you're putting less in your trash, then the city's paying less for the disposal costs. So it's not dollar for dollar. It is some cost, but we've mitigated it substantially. It was talked about at several meetings.
About 2 years ago. Yeah. In our budget 2 years ago.
It's been in there for a few years.
It's actually been in the budget.
Well, then, yeah. The Petco residents really are clueless.
Who?
They don't ask.
They get their information from the wrong location.
Yeah.
They get their information from social media instead of coming to us and asking us a question.
Well, I got this information from social media and it turned out to be true. So sometimes it's okay.
So that person may have called us and reached out and then put it correctly on social media. If you have a question about something, don't go to Facebook, don't go to social media, call Maria, call myself, call the mayor, call Commissioner Friedman. Exactly. But you come out and accuse us of being non-transparent when the information was out here at a public meeting 2.5 years ago when we put it in our budget. We had discussions, we talked about it, I wasn't on board at first. Remember?
You weren't worth it, no. Exactly.
When it was told to me that it would reduce our costs over time with our tipping fees, because tipping fees are going up. The landfill at ACUA is filling up. So we're trying to reduce trash going into that landfill and be better for our environment here in the city of Ventnor, next to the ocean, next to the bay, where trash flows out of these cans that don't have lids on them and into the ocean and the bay.
Another thing, that's
the basic reason
that you can see in the audience tonight, this is the typical turnout. And not everyone has the time to come to the meetings like you do. We're glad that we have the videos now that more people can share.
Right.
But it's not a completely inaccurate message to say that transparency could be improved and stuff like this. We have to.
It can always get better. We'll work it.
And the other thing I do want to mention is there is a cost to it, but you know, people want Ventnor to be better. They want their gradables. They want people to move into Ventnor. You know, if you drive through Ventnor on trash days, which is every day of the week, and people don't have lids, the ordinance says they were always supposed to have a lid. They don't have lids. They put it out. They put the bags out. Like the woman that just left, the seagulls ripped the bags, trash goes everywhere besides going into the bay and the ocean for the environment. The look of our city was not a nice look. So who wants to come here and buy a home? The other thing is, yes, there is a cost, but I think the residents should be a little more concerned, not with the cost of making something. This is an improvement to Ventnor in a lot of ways, and it helps the environment, and it can help our ratables in the future. Maybe the cost that the taxpayers basically incurred for probably decades, literally decades, that the city was paying for
commercial
trash. The taxpayers were paying for businesses, their trash, to be picked up, disposed of, yada yada. So, I mean, yes, there's a cost, and I will stand behind it 100%. But I think if the residents want to worry about transparency, they should realize that for decades, the taxpayers paid for a nice amount of businesses. So we paid for...
But that, I don't understand what that has to do with it. I'm sorry that that happened, but somebody should have investigated it.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, you said that that's a lot of money. Well, if you're going to say we're doing something that's a lot of money, I think the flip side is that it's costing the city money, but residents should be more concerned on why would they pay for commercial businesses for probably 30, 40, 50 years. That's my point. So.
Linda, the number you mentioned doesn't take into consideration the savings from what Beth just talked about that we're going to realize by discontinuing the commercial collection. So there's going to be savings from that. And every day we're finding another business that we're just learning that we're collecting trash from. And we're going to stop. We're giving them a month to find, you know, a private hauler to pick up their trash. So those numbers are still being fine-tuned. Yeah.
But that's why I'm bringing up.
But the number you mentioned does not factor that in. So it's going to be less than that per year.
There's trouble. Can we get her sworn in?
Kathy Stiles, 9 South Harvard Avenue. I just want to point out, as having a home in Galloway Township, where my mother just passed, we have to pay for trash pickup. We may not put anything out extra. Suppose I have to throw out an extra trash can or bedspread, and I put it next to my trash can in Ventnor, they pick it up. In Galloway Township, it will stay there. In Galloway Township, we do not have leaf pickup. We do not have curbside pickup for anything. In Ventnor, we have waste management, where every other Monday they come and pick up our trash. So the trash cans might be a little inconvenience for somebody else, but having lived in another township where I had to pay for everything, I really appreciate what Ventnor gives to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
There has been a lot of positive comments. I know we hear the negative, and you mentioned social media, and I sometimes go on just to read the tea leaves or take a temperature. There's a lot of, you're getting a lot of positive comments about the carts. You know, negative people are the loudest, but then the positive people come out swinging. I mean, there's just been a phenomenal amount of thank yous for doing this.
I think you also have to look at the number. There were 5,000 carts?
Over 5,000 properties, maybe 5,800 properties.
5,800 properties. We have 30, roughly, people that are really have problems with either their physical ability or their physical structure around their house. That's less than 5% of the group that really made an effort to come out and make an issue of it. So I was against it as well, but I was convinced after I saw the savings and the balance and what it can bring for the city. You do drive around on those trash days and you saw, you know, tumbleweeds of the plastic bags and neighborhoods where, in my own neighborhood, where trash was not lit. You would end up cleaning it up yourself.
I wanted it for 3 years.
I think it's something we gotta give it a chance.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there's decisions we have to make up here that's for the greater good.
And it's not for everybody.
Everybody's not going to like it. So that's sometimes we have to make a decision, and we did it.
And you still had a tax decrease this year.
And we still had a 5-cent tax decrease this year.
Imagine that.
So that's something that they didn't see for years.
Okay. Anyone else from the public like to speak? Ken, you stayed for the whole thing tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, we were.
He's very loyal.
We were.
Okay. There's no other comments. I'd like to make a motion to close public comment portion.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We do not have an executive session. Am I correct?
No executive session.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you. Have a wonderful